This is CliffCentral.com.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
And here she is.
Woo-hoo!
What's happening, Blue?
Finally.
I know.
I am back. Woo! My gosh.
It's feels been a minute.
I know.
Yeah.
It feels good to be back.
I don't think I've spoken to you in a good solid well over a year.
Yeah. Imagine. And this used to be my home.
Yeah.
What happened to you guys? What happened to the love?
I mean,
I'm complaining.
It's crazy. You know, I will never forget that interview that I did with you guys literally the day after you got out of that Big Brother house.
Oh my gosh.
And just,
that was actually one of the best interviews.
I mean, it was absolute pandemonium. That was just insane when you came out of that house. It was just insane. I remember you guys were sort of traveling over the weekends and people were finding you. And it was just like, it was a lot, right?
It was amazing. I miss those days.
Do
I
you?
Must say.
I can't believe anyone would miss that.
No, I do actually miss them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the best times of my life. I'm still happy and I feel very blessed that I still have that support. And I still have the same people that were supporting me that are actually just still here. You know, I actually feel very much blessed.
But I think what's probably cool for you is that you've become a lot more savvy in how this whole business works since then. Because, I mean, you go into that environment, you come out and you are instantly famous and everybody knows who you are. But you seem to have done a really great job of figuring out how to make that work for you and what you've always wanted.
Yeah, well, I guess going to the house, I kind of knew what is it that I wanted to do after the house. And obviously, to become like famous or to become a well-known or a celebrity, it's very easy. I mean, you just go to a show like Big Brother. Within a week, you're already known by everyone. But maintaining it, it's where the difficult part comes in. So if you're not sure of what you want to do with your brand, because obviously after that, the exposure that you get, I always say Big Brother is different from all the other reality shows because you've got publicity every day, you've got cameras 24/7, and for someone like me who was there from day one until the last day, that was actually quite a big exposure, you know. So I guess maintaining it has been very difficult, but I was very fortunate that I got signed with Fit Season, who is making sure that I'm literally everywhere. And also the fact that my modeling career, I just didn't stop. You know, I kept on doing more work, which is giving me more exposure.
I mean, you've certainly learned how to make something out of this. Is your life like completely different to what it was before that house? I mean, is there any similarity between what your life looked like and your days looked like then versus what they look like now?
Everything has changed.
Really?
Completely. I actually love the change because after Big Brother, it was a huge, huge change whereby I couldn't even step out of the house without people screaming my name or doing something crazy or people just crying, some just shouting just to see me. But right now, it's still the same, but it's just not as hectic as it used to be back then, you know. But literally everything has changed. I sit down now, I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, 2015. The life that I'm living today is totally different from what I used to live. 2015 now looks like, I don't know, 2010.
Where were you living in 2015? You weren't even in Joburg, right?
Actually, I was in Joburg.
Okay, you were in Joburg.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Where were you born?
I was born and raised in Free State, in a very small town in Free State called Odendaals Vries.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
And do you go back often? Is like all the family still there? I mean, for them, this must just be like the past couple of years and months must just be like an absolute like whirlwind as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very rooted person in like, you know, family. So I believe so much in family and, you know, family values, spending time with family. I mean, I don't know if you are aware that I've got a twin sister.
Yes.
We actually just moved in together because we realized that we need each other as family, as sisters. I go home, I think, twice a month or once a month. I just want to be around, you know, positive energy, being around love and just family. So I do go home often.
Now tell me about this industry that you find yourself in now and these people that you maybe perhaps used to watch on television that are now your peers and that you're now, well, not competing with, but, you know, it's, I think people underestimate how competitive it is To be popular and to be the person that's getting the endorsement deals and to be the person that, you know, people are buying into and that they really, really like. I mean, it's competitive, right?
I wouldn't really say that, but I get, because, I mean, we all have different things to offer. We are all different. I mean, I can't be a presenter, therefore I cannot compete with someone who's good at speaking or who can present, because that's not my strong point, you know. But just to answer your question, the industry and being around the people that I used to sit at home and just watch on TV or listen to in radio, it's quite amazing. And it's also very much humbling, because some of the big names or some of the people that I used to respect, when they come to me now and say, wow, I'm actually a very big fan of you. And I'm like, me? No. How? You know? So it's still amazing, but I'm kind of getting used to it now. But yeah, I must say, some of the people, just sitting next to them and just having a conversation with them is still a bit strange.
We're going to speak about your 2017. I got to ask you about this vacation that you had last year. It seems like it was fantastic.
It was amazing.
It looked unbelievable. So we're going to speak about your 2017 and then what 2018 looks like as well. Mm-hmm. More with Blue, other side of this. The brand new chair. From the city with a brand new pack. Money on my mind all day. You laugh with your hands to the sky. To rip side to side. AKA hanging out, it's called Jealousy, Blue Mbombo in the building, and more with her right about now. Kelman on CliffCentral.com. Blue, I look at your Instagram and I'm just like, I'm not living anything close to a life. I just...
There is no way.
I look at it and I think... you know what I think has been really cool about South Africa getting to know you is just what a fashionista you are, and like how much you just love. I mean, you love the process of choosing clothes and putting together. You seem like the kind of, but you could sit in hair and makeup for 3 hours a day every day and you'd be fine.
Well,
you probably do sit in hair and makeup for 3 hours.
No, not even. Hey, I was actually about to say, the fact that I was on Big Brother and people could see me every day when I dress up, when I put on my makeup, they can tell you that, no, actually, like an hour is more than enough for me. Because I don't really sit down and stress about what am I going to wear. I just literally open my wardrobe and I just take whatever that's there. I guess it's the way that I pose. The way I pose my body, and just the quality of pictures. It's really not that,
but you love fashion. I mean, I love fashion. You love it, right?
Yes, I do. Very much. I'm like obsessed with fashion and style and class and just elegancy.
And certainly you take your followers on a journey as well in terms of your fashion. I mean, I wonder how big is your closet at this point? Because you're not in the same thing twice in this Instagram. There's no duplications on anything here.
No, actually, right now I feel like I don't have clothes, because literally when I moved out of my old place, going to the new one, I just gave out my clothes to a lot of people, my helper. When I went home now, I took out like plastics of clothes. So yeah, right now I actually don't have much. I'm still using the same old clothes that I used to wear.
And do you get sent a lot of stuff? I would imagine you get sent
lots
of cool
things. Yes,
that's
another thing, yes. So a lot of people really just want to promote that things, you know, using us as influencers and as people that know fashionista and fashion accounts follow, you know. So yeah, it's not like I spend a lot of money on clothes, really, no.
Now tell me about this trip to Italy. What took you to Italy? Was it a holiday?
It was a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It was our dream vacation. I mean, with the background that we have, you know, where we come from, we've always dreamt of the beautiful things, seeing the world. And really, we had to, you know, kind of save money,
for a few months.
It's expensive. And Italy is actually very expensive. Yeah. And the funny thing about that trip, I was actually telling a friend of mine, because she was saying, you guys have money. And I was like, but no, we don't have money. Like, we literally saved up to go to Italy. When we got there, we actually saw flames. It's so expensive. We literally had 2 meals every day, because we could not afford to have 3 meals a day.
You can't go crazy on
food. No, you can't go crazy.
Was it unbelievable? Was it everything you thought it would be?
Oh my gosh. It was everything and more.
Yeah.
Like, I've always wanted to go to Rome, but when I got there, I realized, wow, the things that I read about Rome and the things that I see on TV about Rome, it's actually nothing compared to when you are actually there. It's beautiful.
An unbelievable place. And certainly that's a place of lots of stylish people.
Yes, yes.
So you would have fitted in perfectly there.
Yeah.
People are very serious about...
No, but the funny thing is that we actually felt as if we didn't know anything about fashion. We literally looked around when we were going for breakfast every morning. People were dressed up. Yeah. Men in suits, like ladies in heels. We actually felt like, oh my gosh.
You're underdressed.
Yes. And we're like, wow. And also the colors that we wore, we felt as if they were too bright for Italy because everybody was looking very nice but in dark colors. So that's one thing that we learned also about that trip.
I've been looking up what your 2017 was like, because with you can just type into Google Bloom Bombo and then you go to news and then you can tell every month of what your life was like. So I know that you had this amazing holiday, but you also towards the end of last year were very open and honest about being dumped. Is this right, what I'm seeing
dumped
here?
By what? By who?
It says you wrote a letter and...
No, that was a very old picture of mine that I got while I was still going through my old memory box. And then I just found it funny. I posted it and I was actually shocked to see... Like,
people,
you know,
pick up on the stuff.
I'm like, but why?
So, I mean, is that weird for you that, like, people take your Instagram feed and then they turn it into a piece of news and now it sits here like this?
No, I don't think it's weird. I mean, because now I really understand what the media and the industry is really about. You know, they make something out of nothing. So back then, I used to be very, like, you know, confused. And sometimes I'd even get mad at the fact that these people just literally took whatever that I wrote and they just twisted the words around. And now it's a whole new article that I know nothing about. But now, no, I'm used to it.
You're over it. Yeah, nothing gets you down. Tell me about 2017. Good year, bad year. What were the great points? What were the low points? What was the vibe?
2017 was actually an amazing year.
Yeah.
I felt like in 2016, I was still building, you know, the brand, the Bloom Bombo brand, because in 2016, that's when I actually came out as Bloom Bombo, not K2 Blue.
Yeah.
Not Blue from Big Brother, not Blue from Disky Divas. Now it was Bloom Bombo, the brand. I mean, I got one of the biggest endorsement deals. I don't know if you're aware, with Clear Radiance.
Yeah.
Last year, we actually renewed the contract because they actually realized that I was good and I was fit for the brand. And then the other thing that happened last year, which was also a highlight in my career, was being one of the Dark and Lovely new faces.
And such a cool creative on that advertising work as well. I mean, that just looked like that was the funnest thing ever to shoot.
It was. Shooting it was amazing. So I did a lot of work. I did a lot of modeling work.
Yeah.
I joined Fit Season. So they're actually the ones who are representing me right now in terms of publicity, like my bookings and everything else. And, you know, as we all know, that Fit Season actually it's one brand that has been in the industry for years and it's been doing
consistent.
So I joined Fit Season. I was on a lot of magazines. I did a lot of shoots in terms of my modeling career. And I actually felt as if 2017 was the year where even financially I kind of picked up in terms of work, because in 2016 people are still trying to take advantage of you. You are still fresh in the industry, not just do this for publicity. And because we all naive and we all want, you know, to be out there, like I literally took a lot of things that didn't make sense at the time. But 2017, like everything changed.
Which is brings us to 2018, which is the year ahead. And you walk in with these strong sort of endorsement campaigns and deals with brands and that kind of thing. But what for you would be the ultimate sign of success in 2018?
2018, I mean, we don't stop dreaming. The things that I have right now are the things that I never thought I would actually have. In 2017, I still made, you know, few goals. I had few goals and objectives. A lot of them I didn't achieve and I was quite disappointed. I was happy at the fact that there are other things, other endorsement deals and other things that I achieved, which were not part of my plan. But a lot of things that I had planned and the goals that I had initially set for myself, I didn't get any of those. So in 2018, I don't want to go into 2018 with a lot of expectations. I've literally said, I've just told myself that I'm just going to go with the flow. However, I'm doing everything very strategic. So if I post something on social media, there's a purpose for it. I'm not just posting, you know. If I'm tweeting something, there has to be a reason behind it. I'm just not, you know, tweeting for fun or doing things for fun. I'm literally taking my brand serious. The events that I attend are obviously where I know there's going to be great publicity and, you know, things like that. So 2018, there are no really hectic plans or goals that I've set. However, there are a lot of things that we've worked on from 2017 that are still yet to be released. You know, there are a lot of good campaigns that are coming through. In 2017, just late last year, I had an amazing collab with Tammy Taylor Nails, the one in Sunning Hill. As you know, Tammy Taylor Nails is a big international nail brand, you know. So there are a lot of those kind of things that are coming.
Your nails look fantastic, by the way. Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, a lot
She's
of those
doing
things.
That thing where the one is like glittery and then the other one, they fall back for a second. But then on the other hand, the other one's glittery and the other one's fall back. It's like a whole like advanced situation. You can't just have five fingernails that have the same color.
No, you can't.
Four have to fall back at a time for the one to shine. Yeah. The only thing that's not on those hands is a ring.
No, there will be a ring. There will be a ring.
Whose ring's going to be
One day. So, yeah.
I don't think it's from a lack of guys trying to put a ring on that finger though, right? No, yeah.
No.
Yeah, hundreds of guys. All right, hanging out with Bloem Bombo.
Can you just say the Duchess?
Huh?
The Royal
the Duchess.
Blue. The
yes,
Duchess.
The Royal Blue, the Duchess. Yes. The Duchess is in the building. More with the Duchess on the other side of this. It's Shekinah, it's called Suited, as requested by Blue. You like that song, huh?
I love it.
It's dope.
So, I actually love her.
Yeah, she's very, very cool.
She's amazing.
Now listen, Blue, we've interviewed you, we know a little bit about you, but we need to throw it up to the stars. So we've prepared, we're going to find out now what your primal zodiac sign is.
Okay.
To get a real deeper insight into
All
you.
Right.
And you're going to say yes or no to the things I'm going to tell you on the other side of this.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right, so who is the real Blue? Who is the real Duchess? We're about to find out. Blue, your year of birth. What is your year of birth?
My year of
yes.
birth is 19.
You don't have to tell everyone. You can whisper it to me if you don't want them to know. Hey? Okay, cool.
Thank you.
This and it's a that, hey?
Yes.
That's right. It's a, yeah. It's,
yes.
Okay,
yes.
That and that. Okay. I know how people get about their ages. Okay, and then your month of birth and your date, the actual day.
15 December.
15 December. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So according to this, you are the tarantula.
What's that?
It's like the spider. You know the tarantula? The very hectic spider?
No.
Okay. But let's just see what it says here. Okay. So most people think of the tarantula as a big, hairy, venomous spider. But in truth, these bold and unique creatures are mostly harmless. At the same time, they are cunning and agile hunters who are always one step ahead of their prey. Those born under the sign of the tarantula combine the adventurousness of the Sagittarius with the graceful instincts of the snake. Members of the sign are both strong and intelligent. They seem to have a sixth sense for knowing what others are thinking, but in reality they are simply highly observant and have an inherent knowledge of human behavior. Let's have a look here. Tarantulas focus on what they are interested in and can hold that focus longer than almost anybody else. They are optimistic and exuberant about chasing what they want, but they are also...
That sounds like me.
Oh, wait. Listen to what it's going to say here.
Okay.
They are also sly and cautious in their approach.
Oh.
They always put themselves in the best possible position before they strike. Despite their love of adventure and new experiences, they don't like to take unnecessary risks. Still, they have to do what they will with a certain level of skill and showmanship. The one great weakness that tarantulas have is the tendency to become too detached from the world around them. Because they are highly capable of getting what they want and they tend to go a lot of places, those born under the sign can be coldly calculating at times because they are gifted in the art of manipulation and are smart enough to know how to use it.
Wow.
There always seems potential to take advantage of those around them. Is this true at all?
Wow, it is actually true. As bad as it is,
you're
but
so
it is
dangerous,
true.
My word. Okay. Elegant, charming, and surprisingly agreeable, members of the sign have little trouble making friends. They tend to be friendly and receptive rather than outgoing, which only adds to their soft-spoken mysteriousness. Keeping a good balance between their social life and their independence is important and can keep a tarantula from becoming too detached and unemotional. Be warned, crossing a tarantula is not a good idea. They are capable of plotting the most complex and insidious revenge strategies.
Oh, no.
Luckily, few people are foolish enough to become prey for the sign. So, you know who else is a tarantula? It's Taylor Swift. Who's the big American pop star.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, Ben Stiller, who's a big actor, Kim Basinger, John Malkovich, Dick Clark. Yeah, there's some really interesting people that are tarantulas here. Dionne Warwick, who's an incredible lyricist. I mean, any truth? Are you like quite? You're
well,
quite like
90% of the things that you raised, like I can kind of agree, you know.
So this is what's interesting though, is that you come across so sweet, but you're actually quite behind there. There's a lot happening.
You know what?
Now we know. Who would have known all of this?
No comment.
But it seems like you do it in a positive way. Because, I mean, manipulation
yes, I do.
Is not a bad word.
It's
how people do it.
And actually, it's a talent and it's a skill. Cause
look at
not
you defending
everyone,
this.
No, I have to say this. Because not everyone does have that skill, to be honest. Yeah, so...
So, I mean...
It's a bad thing. It's also a good thing.
You,
but I use it in a good way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
To get the different things that that you want.
Yes.
Listen, it's always such a pleasure hanging out with you. I'm going to kind of leave the rest of the interview up to you and what it is that you really want to say to the people that have been supporting you. And really just kind of your message to everyone as we walk into a brand new year.
Well, I'm going to start with my royal family.
Yes.
I still call my supporters from Big Brother royal family, even though it has grown. I have now, you know, other supporters, but I will always go back to them and I will always give them like first priority, you know, because they fought for my battles. They fought for me and, you know, they supported me throughout everything. Even today, I remember back then, when like on my birthday or on K2's birthdays, you know, they would always, you know, do something. Even this year, last year, sorry, about a month ago, well, on my birthday, they still did that, you know. Mm. And now I like the fact that it's no longer about let's support Blue financially or let's do whatever for K2 financially, you know. But right now we literally sit down and say, what kind of charities can we assist you with? What kind of work do you actually need from us? Because now they've realized that the brand has grown. I'm no longer where I used to be and they understand. Some people, obviously, they fell off. You know, they've been other shows and, you know, they've been with, they're now with other people. They're still supporting other people. But to those that have always supported me, the ones that supported me back then, that are still supporting me now, I just want to say your support, your love, it's very humbling, you know. I can never, ever forget who I am and where I come from. And I have never changed. I haven't changed even a bit. I'm still the same old Blue that you guys know. Nothing has changed about me, regardless of where I am right now in life. But I'm still, you know, the very same old Blue that you guys know, the one that you guys fell in love with. And I just want to say, let's just keep the love. Let's keep the support, because I really appreciate it, you know. And as we go to... as we start a new year, which is 2018, a lot of us, 2017 was a bit of a tough year, you know. But I want to say to my supporters and to everybody that's listening now that God's timing is always the best time. Sometimes we want things when we want them, at the time we want them, but God's plans, I mean, he says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, for I know the plans that I have for you. So we don't have to rush we don't have to rush anything. We just have to relax and trust in the Lord. Because I do believe that, you know, in time, everything will happen.
Beautiful. Blue, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Stopping by. Really, really great to see you. It's been a while since I remember seeing you in all that pandemonium, but you've really held your own throughout the whole thing. Maybe thank I'm you. Just saying this because you've manipulated me in this interview. You never know what the tarantula's powers are. It's been very cool to hang out. And if people want to find you on social media, it's very easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. It's just Bloom Bombo on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter.
Fantastic. The Duchess, thank you so much for stopping by. And I hope to see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.